So we'll come back to Al Gore and his optimism a bit later in the show. But first,
was there a time in your life where you were not optimistic?
Oh, I've had difficult times, certainly. I'm just like the next guy, just the same.
You're not like a super action hero figure optimist man.
Wouldn't I like to be? With a big O on my chest.
Right.
No, I'm a regular guy.
For nearly 40 years, John Hunter has been a teacher, which he says is the kind of job that can actually turn you into an optimist.
There's a great positive, forward-looking excitement about life in young people, of course. So I think kids having that kind of open-mindedness gives them an edge to address problems in a novel way that we adults seem to be able to not find sometimes.
Yeah.
Of course, they've got a little less baggage, you might say.
And based on that idea, several years ago, John invented a board game for his fourth graders.
We know what we're doing. We're going to make an accusation if it's wrong, and then we're going to blow them up.
Okay, the idea of the game actually is not to blow anything up. It's actually called the World Peace Game, and it's kind of like Risk, but way more complicated. And in the game, with John's help, over the course of 5 days, kids have to collaborate to solve the biggest, most intractable problems in the world. War, famine, climate change.
Will you pay for any implants to help stop global warming? Because if you don't, then everybody's going to die.
This is audio from a documentary about John's game. And what he discovered traveling around the world, playing this game with lots of kids, is that it might be possible to solve problems that most of us grown-ups aren't that optimistic about. Here's John Hunter on the TED stage.
This World Peace Game I'd like to tell you about. There are four countries around the board. The kids make up the names of their countries. Some are rich, some are poor. They have different assets, commercial and military. Each country has a cabinet. There's a prime minister, secretary of state, minister of defense, and a CFO or comptroller. There's a World Bank, arms dealers, and a United Nations. There's also a weather goddess who controls a random stock market and random weather. That's not all. And then there's a 13-page crisis document with 50 interlocking problems, so that if one thing changes, everything else changes. I throw them into this complex matrix. We have, ethnic and minority tensions, nuclear proliferation, environmental disasters, water rights disputes, breakaway republics, famine, endangered species, and global warming. If Al Gore is here, I'm going to send my fourth graders from Agnew Hurt and Venable School to you because they solve global warming in a week.
So obviously when it's just you and a bunch of fourth graders, I mean, it can be relatively simple to solve global warming, right?
Yeah, certainly. You know, we're just simply practicing, giving them a safe and appropriate arena to try and develop skills so that they can actually deal with the problems that we have created and left for them. And I start every game with an apology. I apologize to the students.
Here's the situation.
I say, I'm very sorry that we're playing this game even.
It's not your fault, but there it is in front of you. You've got to decide what to do about it.
Because we're playing it to try and learn how to fix the problems that my generation and generations before have left you.
All right, we're going into negotiation as of now.
But at the same time, it seems, you know, you leave a glimmer of possibility because you also say, we hope you can fix it.
Yeah, but the underpinning understanding is that everything's interdependent. You can't really address one issue without considering the totality of things.
Stefan is part of Paxland, but she's offering it to Stefan, not you!
So they try to start solving these problems, and of course more problems come in and their short-sighted first actions lead to more consequences that cause more problems.
But that's not up to you.
It's my choice now.
So things become very despairing. Things really go dark very quickly.
Part of mine.
Get out.
No.
And I want that to happen. I want them to go down to zero together.
Stefan, that's final.
To realize that the only way out is through collaborating with each other, depending on each other, and going deep within themselves.
Stefan, it's your choice. If you're going to do it with you, or if you're going to share it with both me and Dave. It's up to you.
So I'll just share with you some stories very quickly of some magical things that have happened. In this game, we had a little girl
And she was the defense minister of the poorest nation. And defense minister, she had a tank corps and air force and so forth. And she was next door to a very wealthy, oil-rich neighbor. Without provocation, suddenly she attacked, against her prime minister's orders, the next door neighbor's oil field. She marched into the oil field reserve, surrounded it without firing a shot, and secured it and held it. And that neighbor was unable to conduct any military operations because their fuel supply was locked up. We were all upset with her. Why are you doing this? This is the world peace game. What is wrong with you? And we learned in this, you don't really ever want to cross a 9-year-old girl with tanks. They are the toughest opponents. And we were very upset. I thought I was failing as a teacher. Why would she do this? But come to find out, a few game days later, it came to light that we found out this major country was planning a military offensive and to dominate the entire world. Had they had their fuel supplies, they would have done it. She was able to see the vectors and trend lines and intentions long before any of us and understand what was going to happen and made a philosophical decision to attack in a peace game. Now, she used a small war to avert a larger war, so we stopped and had a very good philosophical discussion about whether that was right, conditional good, or not right. That's the kind of thinking that we put them in the situation. I could not have designed that in teaching. It came about spontaneously through their collective wisdom.
Do you think that humans are capable of accomplishing the things that those kids accomplish in your game?
Very good point, guys. It's just a game, you know. But I hope that the students are becoming equipped with the tools to be able to solve any problem of any kind at any time in the future. And they actually leave the game saying that, I feel like I can do anything. I can solve any problem. But that kind of, again, optimism, that kind of inspiration, I'm now starting to see come through social media as I'm getting reports back from students from 15 years ago, from 30 years ago, who are now in public policy and diplomatic or protocol services, who are saying, Mr. Hunter, that game showed me how to do this so I could solve problems that nobody else could solve.
I mean, you think about, like if you watch the news, right, you see terrorism and the rise of angry politicians all around the world and injustice.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I'm not so optimistic.
Yeah, certainly. You know, we have that dark moment when we just feel it's impossible and things seem to be getting much worse. But there's a huge power, a huge effect in even one positive act. And I've seen that countless times with children in playing our World Peace Game activity, where they're faced with the worst in humanity in a metaphorical way. And they always, always, always rise to the challenge to find compassion.
Every game we play is different. Some games are more about social issues, some are more about economic issues, some games are more about warfare. But I don't try and deny them that reality of being human. I allow them to go there and through their own experience learn in a bloodless way how not to do what they consider to be the wrong thing. And they find out what is right their own way, their own selves. But I would say that if only they could pick up a critical thinking tool or a creative thinking tool from this game and leverage something good for the world, they may save us all, if only. Thank you. Thank you.
John Hunter invented the World Peace Game. The documentary about it is called World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Achievements, and you can watch his entire talk at ted.npr.org. We'll be right back in a minute with more ideas about optimism. I'm Guy Raz, and you're listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.